And Daf Yud Tesem and Beis, let us just quickly start from the Mishnah. Hakol chel nikreses hamagila chutz mecheres shayte vekotten, Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekotten. The Gemara man tana cheres dieved namiloi. Omar Rav Masne Rabbi Yaisi. It's going according to Rabbi Yaisi, this nan we learned in the Mishnah Kairi Eshema. The Tanakama, who is Rabbi Yehuda, holds that one is Yaitse by Kriya Shmam, even though he was Leishmi La Oznoi. Rabbi Yaisi Yaima La Yotso. Rabbi Yaisi holds is La Yotso. So the Gemara was seeing Taisvis, the Gemara was Medame, Mikra Megile to Kriyishma, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun, both are mitzvahs Kriya. So just like according to Rabbi Yaisi, there's a din that he has to be Hilashmila Oznoi Li Kuve. He's not Yaitse Vilashmila Oznoi. So who a din, a cheresh, who cannot hear, is a lav bachiyuve, and therefore he can't be Maitzi, someone else, but Mikra Megile. Umimai, so the Gemara asks, Umimai, Rabbi Yaisi, he, v'diyeved namiloi. How do you know that our mission is going according to Rabbi Yaisi? And we'll see in Taisus, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So why are you saying that our mission is going according to Rabbi Yaisi? And our Mishnah holds that b'diyeved, a cheresh can also not be maitzi. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, maybe our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lechatchila hu deloy. Lechatchila hakel ksheirim lechatchila likreis es megila. Chutz mi cheresh, that a cheresh is not kosher lechatchila. That's from the Gemara's kasha. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, lechatchila hu deloy, hodiyeved shapir dom. So the Gemara be'emesin, the kasha is as follows. That could be, the Mishnah says, Hakeri Yashma Bla Yashmi La Ozna Yotza. Rabbi Yaisi Yaima Lo Yotza. So now we have to understand what is Pshat in the Yotza of Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that he's only B'diyavid Yaitze? Or could be Rabbi Yehuda also Filochatkhli also Yaitze? No, Rabbi Yaisi said Lo Yotza, so he said Yotza. So the Gemara now was saying, no, let us assume Yotza means only b'diyavid your Yotza. So let us assume that full according to Rabbi Yehuda lechatchila, one cannot be Yotza if it's lo hishmi alos. Only b'diyavid your Yotza. So memeila, if we'll assume that according to Rabbi Yehuda it's dafke b'diyavid your Yotza, so we can say pshat na mishneh, hakel kshelem likreses hamegila lechatchila, chutz mi cheresh, that a cheresh, you can't be yaitz lechatchila. So the Gemara says, lo yisal kedaito, diktan yi cheresh, dum ye de shayte vekotten. It says that a cheresh shayte vekotten can't be kaire. Ma shayte vekotten di yevet na miloi, av cheresh di yevet na miloi. So the Gemara asks, vedulme hoke de ise, ve hoke de ise. No, how do you know? Hakel kshayim lechatchila. Chutz mi cheresh shayte vekotn. Cheresh lechatchila is no good. Na shayte vekotn. Full b'diavad is no good. So we're back to the kasha. So maybe our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mi diktoni seife Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekotn. He says the Reisha says that a cotton is no good, and the Sefer says Rabbi Yehuda Marsha beCotton Mechlal the Leisha Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda. So we see Klal the Reisha is not Rabbi Yehuda. So because the Reisha passes a cotton, Rabbi Yehuda is Marsha a cotton. V'dilme, let us say the Rashi is Meichik the Girsa, the Bach is Meichik. Just let's say V'dilme Kulbel Rabbi Yehuda. Someone says not maybe the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, how could the whole Mishnah be going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Midomi reisha lepsula v'seifa l'ksheira. How could the whole Mishnah be going according to Rabbi Yehuda? The reisha says that a cotton the cotton is possible, and the Sefer says that a cotton is kosher. So the Gemara says, "V'dilme kula Rab Yehudi utrei gavnik cotton ktoni lo." It's not a Gemara is asking the kasha. Not maybe the whole Mishnah is going according to Rab Yehuda. Trei and the Mishnah is going according to Rab Yehuda, and therefore a cheresh only lechatchila is no good. B'diavad it'll be good. Shaita b'cotton afel b'diavad is also no good. Ah, you asked Rabbi Yehuda is machsher b'kotten. Trei gavni kotten ktoni lo. There's two types of ktami. V'chasuri mechsere, and there's missing a few words. V'hochi ktoni. Hakel ksheirem likreses hamagile chutz michere shoyte v'kotten. V'amed vorem amurim b'kotten shalei gile chinuch, hakotten shalei gile chinuch, so then is possible. Aber bei Kotten schegier lechinuch, bei der Kotten schegier lechinuch, afilu lechatchila is good, Shabbi Yehude marsher bekotten. So that is the Gemara's kash, and the world will stop here till we learn Taisvis. So that's the Gemara's kash. So we could very well learn Shat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehude. A cheresh is only possible lechatchila, and a sheita b'kotten is possible by the yevet. Now Rabbi Yehuda is marsha b'kotten, speaking about a kotten shegir lechinuch, and the reish is speaking about a kotten shaloi higir lechinuch. So now, so who says that? So we're back. So who says that the Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yosi? It can go according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Let us see Rashi la yotza diyevetu. This is the Rabbi Yosi holds in Rabbi Yosi b'diavad by Krishma. Mimai the chutz mecheresh to come on Masnis and fill b'diavad come. But Rabbi Yosi he the posel b'diavad. Lachatchila hu deloy. Ubaho ikalameim that fill Rabbi Yehuda moide. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda is moide that lachatchila you shouldn't. The whole Hashemina laid the poly galab of the Yevet. So maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says it can't be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mid the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, the Tonim Rabbi Yehuda, Machsher Bekot. And the Gemara said maybe the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says it can't go the whole Mishnah. Lidomi Reish Lipsule, Vesefer Lachsher. How can the whole Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yehuda if there's a stir of the Reish and the Sefer? Like Garcina, like the Lishni Yaseiru, Elohi Garcina. So this old shtickle with Moichik. V'dilma Rabbi Yehudi, v'trei gavni kotten, there's two type of ktanim, v'chsuri mersere, hakel k'sherm likreses ha-megil l'chutz mechere sheite v'kotten, v'hoke de'ise v'hoke de'ise, we'll say that cheresh means l'chatchile, sheite v'kotten means v'diyevet, cheresh l'chatchile, v'sheite v'l'b'diyevet, and that, what a cotton, but the yevet is not good, but medvar mamurim, but cotton shlegir lechinuch, lechinuch mitzvahs, kegoyim ben teisha, ben eser, kedamrinin, biyuma, beperik basra. But the gir lechinuch, then Rabbi Yehuda holds his kasha. Let us see teisvahs. Rabbi Yehuda marsha. So this is starting right away now on the beginning of the Mishnah without the pilpul of the Gemara. Kosher be'ezer cotton mairi. What? Rabbi Yehuda is marsher the kri of a cotton be'ezer cotton mairi. I b'loi higiyah lechinuch. If he's speaking about a cotton shaloi higiyah lechinuch, my time with Rabbi Yehuda the marsher. V'omrinem b'soif perik basra d'roi shashone. Ko sheinem chuyiv b'dovo. Ein moitzi acherim yedeche vosan. So a kotten shlo egiyah lechinuch, there's no chiv on him whatsoever. How could he be moitzi? So he can't be speaking about lo egiyah lechinuch. Vi egiyah lechinuch, and if it's speaking about egiyah lechinuch, my time, the rabbon and the poslim. So why do the rabbon and poslim? Volei kolo acherim nami ein chayovim elami the rabbon. The Acherim are also only Chayiv midarabono. Mikra Megillas ad Rabono. Vim kein kosha mailem rinin da osi darabono no mapik darabono. So since the whole chiyuv of the shaimim is also ad rabbono, so we should say that he should be meitzi them. The hochi nami amrin and peik mishem meisoi, the ben mevorich la'oviv afopi shukotten, that a son could bench birchas amozen be meitzi his father, be yoitzi be birchosoi, umuki la'osom kagain sha'ochol ha'ov kizayis oikebeye. There the Gemara says it's speaking about that the Ov ate a kezai, stavi shiyure derabon, for osi koten shechi yuve derabonon, umapi ka'ov shloyochel o shiyure derabon. So if the father's only mechuyiv with derabon and bechas hamozen, so a koten could be meitzi ischiv derabon. Amayle emrini came by Megillah, so why don't we say this by Megillah also? Mikra Megillah is a derabonon. So why can't a cotton be meitzi? The Turi Evin wants to say, L'chayra, who says Mikra Megillah is a Rabbona? Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah. So it's Midivrei Kabbalah, so there could be, it's Mochamo, so a cotton can't be meitzi someone. So he wants to say that the Mishnah is really speaking about to be meitzi, let's not get into the Cheshbon, but speaking about to be meitzi Noshim. And Noshim are not mechuyev midivrei Kabbalah, because it's a mitzvah sasei shezman grome. So the only mechuyev alt hein, avheim hoye bo'isei hanes. Avheim hoye bo'isei hanes is a chiyev derabona. So melis avhektais is a good tekashe. The Mishnah is speaking about Noshim, so their chiyev is only derabonon, and the cotton is a chayev midarabonon. So let the cotton, what is the svar of the Chachamim, why can't the cotton be meitzi noshim? If it's loyigi l'chinach, he's allah b'achayuva, how can he be meitzi, what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? V'yesh loyma, as the Taisa says, the loyla mayri b'kotten she'igi l'chinach. V'falohochi poslo rabbonon, mishum de megile leke chiyuva afilo b'gdoylem elamid rabbonon. Because the whole chiyuv of a megillah is only at the rabbanon. V'kotn ein mechuyev ela mi the rabbanon afilo b'shar mitzvahs. A kotn is a tartil reyese. The whole mitzvah of megillah is only at the rabbanon. And a kotn is not mechuyev by all mitzvahs ela mi the rabbanon afilo b'shar mitzvahs. U'begodol leke ela chad rabbanon b'megillah. By godol there's only, by this one the rabbanon. Schreib ich an mit zu so chayb de reise. Vla yossi trei de rabbono, no ma pikha de rabbono. En trei de rabbono, kem bi meitzi cha de rabbono. So me meile, so that's the teretz. We skipped over. We have the chelik teis yes takash by halal also. Rebek lula vagozol, dom en kotten meitzi bikri es halal. That a kotten kem bi meitzi bikri es halal, which is a de rabbono. Boin in Achov, ma shein oimrem, ma ishna mi birchas amoze. Today it says from Halalos, Halalos at the Rabbonon, and there it says a cotton can't be moitzi someone else bahalo. They have to say the words after the cotton. They cannot be yoitzi bidivrei a cotton. But the Chtoisvis, why not? L'chayre, just like if the Ovis chayim in birchas amoze at the Rabbonon, so a cotton can be moitzi. See also the same thing. So Taisvus answers that there's a gewaldike chilek between here and Birchas Hamozen. Here it's speaking about that the cotton is to the rabbonos. Some say that he's mechuyev be mitzvus is ad rabbonam and mikra megillah is ad rabbonam. So mitzad the cotton is to the rabbonam. A godol is mechuyev mebikra megillah mid rabbono. V'le'osi trei de rabbono nama pekha de rabbono. Avol ahi de birchas hamozen mayri shakotn ochol kedei sviya. They're speaking about that the cotton ate kedei sviya. Da'ave chiyuve di reis. So be'etzem an achile kedei sviya is chayev mebikras hamozen di reis. The lack of the rabbonon, there's only one the rabbonon, umapi ka'ov, So the Gemara Brachos is speaking about both of them are Chad the Rabbonon. The Kod made a Shir the Araise, the O made a Shir the Rabbonon. So both of them are one the Rabbonon. Masha'en came over here, the Kotten is two the Rabbonons, and the Shemei is one the Rabbonon, so two the Rabbonons cannot be Waitzi, one the Rabbonon. That is the Svare of the Tanikame. And Rabbi Yudis Choylik, Rabbi Yudah holds, you don't say the two the Rabbonons, one the Rabbonon, the two Sibis Weishai. He doesn't hold the Scheshben that two the Rabbonons is Gola. That's how Taishwi says Pshat in our Mishnah. Mikombokim kash the Kamrinin, so Taisa says, but if you're gonna tell me this yesod, that there's a klal that two darabonons, one who's chayiv because of two darabonons, he can't be moitzi. He can't be moitzi, someone who's chayiv as one darabonon. So the Kamrinin, the Gemara says, Navi Psochim, the Rav Sheishis, the Rav Yosef, Omri Agadete Beleli Psochim. Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were blind. And they were the ones that said the Haggadah B'Leilei Psochim, and they were Maitzi the Olam. The Olam was Yaitz al Shemei Akoin, and they said the Haggadah. U'Maitzi in Acheire. So there the Gemara brings down that B'Emerson, a Sume is Potter from Haggadah, Minatoire, because it says Bavur Zeh, And Bavur Zeh means he should be able to point to it and to see it. The Gemara is a posik by Ben Seire Romeire, a Sume that has a child of Ben Seire Romeire. There's no din of Ben Seire Romeire because it says Beneinu Zeh. Beneinu Zeh. And then a Sume cannot say Beneinu Zeh. So a Sume can't say Bavur Zeh either. So a Sume is potter from Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, from Agod. But Afal Pikein, Rav Yosef was Maitzi, the Bnei Bayit, that God, and they said that God. So the Gemara asked this Kasha, how does it work? He said, not Mechuyi. So the Gemara says, because they held that Bizman Hazeh, everyone is only Mechuyi in Hagodah Midarabonon, because Matzah Bizman Hazeh is Adarabonon, so Mamela son in Tzuke, Shepitzis Mitzrayim, to Matzah. So Mamela, so Bizman Hazeh, everyone is Adarabonon. So if everyone is a darabonon, so the male is a darabonon, can be mighty a darabon. But now we have a problem. But we were just mechadish, but two darabonos can be mighty one darabon. So Rav Yosef and Rav Sheishes, their chiyuv in Tzipa Yitzis Mitzrayim is two darabonos. Number one, because they're sumim, and number two, because Tzipa Yitzis Mitzrayim b'chlal bizman is a darabonon. We call back in Koshet, the Kamrin and the Rav Sheish, and the Rav Yosef, Omri Agadet, the Beleli Psochem. Ubeitzi, Yomacheirim, Mishum de Sovri Matzah, Bizman Hazeh, the Rabbonon. Lefi Masha Pirashni Koshet, Eicha Osa Inu. David Rei, the Rabbonon, the two the Rabbonon, the Sume Potom, Eloi Magode. ומאפקי החיירים דחיוב מי ידע רבונון ולאי כבו על אחד רבונון So how does it work? ויש לאימר so Tosfos answers the sume עודף מקוטן שכן ישחייב כבר מדי רייסה מה שאין כן בקוטן So Tosfos says a difference a sume was once chayev So Memele, so it's different, it's better than a cotton. But Davoini, I don't begin to understand Taisvis Taritz. But is there a Cheshbin, two Tarabonon? We see like this, that if it's one Tarabonon, so then a cotton could be Maitzi, if a cotton ate a Shir Sviya. A cotton ate a Shir Sviya, and the father ate a Kezayis, so a cotton is Maitzi, the A cotton is Maitzi, his father. So that means that a darabonon of a cotton can be Maitzi another darabon. Now here we say two darabonons cannot be Maitzi one darabonon. Now all of a sudden we're going with a psanu cheshben. Take two darabonons, that's a cheshben. Two darabonons cannot be Maitzi one darabonon. But there were once machuyev min ha-teire. So what? But that chiyuv fell off. He's not mechuyev. When he was not blind, he was, they weren't blind, so they were mechuyev min haTorah. But that's past history. Now they're blind, so now they're only mechuyev min haRabbonim. It's two Rabbonim. I didn't find anyone should say pshat in Tosfos. Before we go further, let us see, there's a Yesodistic Ran and a Ramban. The Ramban said a different Teretz on Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos is a Shekelcha problem. What is the... We have an often the Gemara in Brochus that a cotton can be Moitzi v'birchas ha-mozin someone who's chai v'birchas ha-mozin mid-rabbonon. And here we have a machlokes the Chachamim hold that a cotton shegiyah l'chinuch cannot be Moitzi. This is Daf Bovam at Beis, the Daf Yarif. The Ran is, it says in the Mishnah, the Mishnah Hakol Ksher and Lukres HaMegillah, Chutz Micher Eshoite V'Kotten, so let's go down around 8-9 lines, Chutz Micher Eshoite V'Kotten, and in the Ran on the Mishnah, Chutz Micher Eshoite V'Kotten. Hai cheresh tohoche, afilu b'medaber v'ayne shemeye. Apel gav the minute the stam cheresh b'chol mokeim, hayne shayne shemeye v'ayne medaber. Avo medaber v'ayne shemeye shemeye medaber, harayin kepikrim l'chol devrenk, disepek misha ochsu. V'lochi cheresh medaber v'ayne shemeye l'chozi l'mikre. He can't, he's possible for mikre megillet also l'okab yoisi. It's going according to Rabbi Yossi. Nami, ki mishayne mashmi lozne lo yotzo, ki vdivu le nofik, kufe lachine nami le mapik. If he himself is in Yossi, he can be made to others. Okay. Next, Rabbi Yehuda marsha bekot. Hikshu betoisviz, hai kotten hechidomi. Ibi shalo yigi lechinuch, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. The mukim lo hosam, but the ochol shiure the rabbonon, that he ate a shiur the rabbonon, posi the rabbonon, so therefore an isha and a ben can be moitzi, posi the rabbonon, a mapik the rabbonon. Venichelohu, so Tosfos answers this kasha, nikotn havelo tauti the rabbonon, but the yosi tauti the rabbonon, mapik ha the rabbonon. Uben mevorech laoviv damrinen hoson, aine mishoch laben shiure deraise, voviv shiure derabon, leka lecha derabonon becholcha. So this is Tosfos Teretz. The Ramban zal tiritz, now the Ramban says, einu mahalach in gans. Derabonon svire lehu, sheeinoi bedin shehakotn, af al pi shegia lechinuch, Yoitzi agdoilim yedei chayvosom. A cotton cannot be made a godl. Mishum the lav mitzvah didei. He doesn't have a mitzvah. He's not a bar chayuve. Ela de avuo. It's a mitzvah on his father. The mitzvah of chinuch is on the father. The father has to be mechanach his children. But the child doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have any chayuve. He's a cotton. He's a lav bar chayuve. The EU loy mechaye b'mitzvahs kol iker. So memeilem, so the chachomim hold, a cotton is a lav bar chiyuve. He's not even mechuyim mid rabbona. Aye. So we have two problems. We have the Gemara in Brochus that says a cotton could be meitzi in birchas hamozen. And we hear what's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda is a lav bar chiyuve. Rabbi Yehuda atzme lehiter bekotten, ela bemegile, mibnei shekulam hoyu ba'oisei hines. That means as follows, that there's a mechayev of Mikra Megillah. We learn out Midivrei Kabbalah, there's a mitzvah to delay the Megillah. Now that mitzvah is like all other mitzvahs, a cotton spot in our mitzvahs. But there's a new mechayev of Heim Hoyu Bo'i Seyar Nes. That's a new mechayev. That means if you were in the nest, so they put a chiyev on you. So Memeles, Rabbi Yehuda says, that the cotton is a bar chiyuve. The cotton is a bar chiyuve. I'll say, oh, you boys say a nes. What did the Chachamim hold? We'll see soon what the Chachamim hold. But that's what the Ramban says. So the Ramban says, of Moyodike Mahalach, that the Chachamim hold, so we have a Yesod in Mitzvah's Chinuch. We have here already a Machlekes, the Ramban in Tosfos. That is the mitzvah of chinuch mutal ala ben, or is the mitzvah of chinuch only on the oath? So the Ramban says, and Rashi and Brochus also holds like that, that a katan is a lav b'achiyuv, there's no chiyuv b'chal, there's that no chiyuv. The mitzvah of chiyuv is on the father. The father is to be mechanechim. That's the father's pekel, but he doesn't have any chiyuvim on himself, and therefore he can't be moitzi anyone. We have a Gemara in Brochus that says Ben Mevorich La'oviv, Umasha Omru Ben Mevorich La'oviv B'Ben Godol Ayri Nami. That's speaking about a Ben Godol. V'Haidam Rinen. That what the Gemara says. Ochu Shiyura the Rabbanon is speaking about an Isha. An Isha Tak is only Mechuyim mid Rabbanon, and then she's Moitzi her husband away to Shiyura the Rabbanon. A ben, that's moitzi oviv, that's speaking about a ben godel. So yeshikayach, so what's the chiddush? Aydem inen tobe olav meir, aynem mishum she'ene yedei levorich, if it, anachan vei, is to be yoitzi from his son. V'hai dokim nalei hosom de ochol shiyure de rabbonon, aynem mishum dektoni de ishe mevoreches labaylot. The b'raise is speaking about ishe and ben. So Isha the Gemara is Metzad is only Chayev and Bichasam also be the Rabbonon. Mokmina lohoche loimer shein anoshim Chayev is be Bichasam also be the Raisa. So speaking about that the husband had a shir the Rabbonon, the wife was Moitzi him, was be the Rabbonon, she's Mechuyiv the bench. So this is the Ramban's Mahalach, a new Mahalach to say Pshat in So lochayra we okay. Let's go a little further. V'lo inicha li b'hai peruke. So the Ran says he doesn't like this teretz. In Lomdus he doesn't like this teretz. Why? The ihu lav b'chiyuvehu b'mitzvus afilu d'rabbanan. If you'll say that the chiyuv chinuch was never hutal anakot, never he say they never put mitzvus anakotin. Is ki havi ba'oisei anes my havas. He has some merit of kikashus. So what's the swan Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds, but he's a ba'achiyuva ki havi ba'oisei anes. He says, what does that mean? Vahai my havi. V'hai taimu lo yishayach el b'man da havi b'chiyuve b'shal mitzvahs, ki noshim. That means someone that you can be matal mitzvahs on. Noshim, for example. Noshim, theoretically, are potter from Mikra Megillah because his mitzvahs are sheshes mangrovet. So als techiyuv medivrei kabola de potter. So we can say, but there's a new sibel l'chayivom because avim hoye b'yisei anes. So that's good, because Batsim an Isha can be mechuyev b'mitzvahs. So, no, a mitzvah esesh as man grome is not, we're not mechayeva. Al kaponim, there's a new sibil lechayeva. Afei moye boise nes is a new mechayev. But a cotton pshat is, there's no chiyuv mechlal on a cotton, because he's a cotton. Safein hoye boise nes also is not a sibe to be, he's a cotton. Was came on afein hoye boise nes. Da'av b'chayuv b'sham mitzvus kenosh nachvinu lo nami b'haim ne'shafein hoye boise nes. Avol man de lo yishayich boi chiyuv. A cotton is not shayich to put a chiyuv on a cotton. Since he's a cotton. Heichi mechavin alayim mishem hochi. So how can you be mechayivim? Vikach nirin divrei atois v'sikar, that the chilek is chad rabbonon and treid rabbonon. Perhaps the Ramban learned that that kufa was the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, and this nekude, if avheim hoyu ba'isi yanes, is a sibe strong enough to be matal chiyuvim afilo anakot. That this is a mechayiv that is not goyres any svaris liftor. If you were zeichet to be nitzel from the nes on the mele, that is a mechayiv that nothing is taken into consideration. I feel the katnes also. Or that kufu could be was the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. Let us go further. V'dilme Rab Yehudi, so the Gemara is asking, maybe our Mishnah, how are you starting off to say that a Mishnah is going according to Rab Yehudi? And Acher Shafilu B'diyavid, he can be Yehudi, V'dilme Rab Yehudi. So Taisu says, Mishim the Posik, awesome, Rab Yehudi, Dachi Lukme Masnissen Kibose. The Gemara prefers to Zetzain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda because we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So let's say we start Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what we're up to now in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that how do you know the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi and Acherish is possible? But yeah, but maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Acherish is possible. L'chatchila. But the Yevon will be kosher. Let us see the Gemara further. Bamai ekimte kerab Yehuda. So how did you set sign the Mishnah kerab Yehuda? B'diyavet. B'diyavet, it will be good. B'diyavet, you'll be yaitse. B'diyavet will be good. Eloho de toni. Rab Yehuda bereid Rab Shimon ben Pozi. Cheresh ha-medabo v'ynei shemeya toirem l'chadchile moni irab Yehuda d'yevid ein l'chadchile loi irab Yaisi d'yevid nami loi. So the Gemara is asking like this, what are you telling me? We had mentioned before, if we zetz ein the Mishnah according to Rab Yehuda, so, and it means hakol ksheirin lechatchile, chutz mecheresh lechatchile, should not be kaire. If we do this, we're saying pshat in the machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that what Rabbi Yehuda said, yotzo, means davke b'diyevad you yotzo, but lechatchile you're not yotzo. Lechatchile you should be mashmilosnei. That means this whole shtik teire is if we'll assume that according to Abiyuda lechatchila acheresh lechatchila one has to be mashbir la'oslo. So the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda you have to be mashbir la'oslo, so we have a member of Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon b'Pozi that says acheresh amedaba v'ene shemeh toirem lechatchila, that is permitted to be teirim lechatchile. Now how can it be teirim lechatchile? Money, I Rabbi Yehuda, di yavid ein lechatchile loy, Rabbi Yossi, di yavid nami loy. What is pshat in this tane that is not goyres the problem that he cannot be mashmir la'ozno when he makes the broch? That's the Gemara's kasha. But the Loshna Gemara we have to explain a little bit. It's this, The Gemara is saying as follows. Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi holds that a cheresh who cannot be mashmiya l'oznov can be l'chatchila toirim. So what are we saying over here? We're saying he could be toirim. I makes the broche. So the broche is said without hearing the broche. And l'chatchila he could be toirim. Now, if there is a din that one has to be mashmir la'oznov, and we'll see the Gemara's medame birchas ha-mitzvahs to Shema, so lachatchile, you should tell someone else to be toirim. The Svasemis says that the Gemara learned that this bereis is speaking about trume shalachere. They made him a shliach to be mafresh trume. So now, So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he'll make for the Evedik a brocha, because he can't hear what he's saying. According to Rabbi Yossi, he won't make a brocha, period, because he can't hear what he's saying, so she don't make a brocha. And Rabbi Yehuda, right, Rabbi Shimon Pozzi says, L'chatchila, you make him a shliach, to be mafresh trumish al achayrim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If you're telling me, we have one machloikas with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and you're telling me, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, L'chatchila, you're not allowed to lein krishma without being mashmir loznov. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, L'chatchila, you're not allowed to make a broch if you're not mashmir loznov. So how can Rabbi Yehuda, b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozzi say that a cheresh, ha'medaba b'ayne shemei, a teirem l'chatchila? Bachsim the Svasem assumes that if the truma would belong to the cheresh, he says, l'chayre, I mean, this is his truma, it was woman from Zayn Leben. It's a mitzvah boy yosem b'shlucha, he can't hear himself, so he can't hear himself. So then he doesn't think there'd be a problem in the haprosha, even though he has problems in the brocha. But he wants to say that this is speaking about someone else's truma. So someone else's truma, so he would tell someone else, why are you getting someone who can't make a proper brocha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a proper brocha lechatchila. One should make a better brocha. And according to Rabbi Yosi, b'chol not a brocha. And here we have Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon Pozzi said lechatchila is allowed to be teirim. So who does Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon Pozzi hold like? Ve'elamai Rabbi Yehuda. So we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pozzi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, it is not necessary lashmi loznov. So Memele, I proved it from over here. Here we see that there's Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon Pozzi said that there's no chiv at all lashmi loznov. So al kolchoch, who does he hold like? We only have a two-way machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So Kochi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a v'lechatchila. One does not have to be a shmilos, no? So Mamelu, now it's very good what I said in the beginning of the sugya, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Acheresh is kosher lechatchila. So Kochi is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Let us see Rashi. Mima yukimte Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ashmet lon, triyama b'Rabbi Yehuda b'leishmi la'ozna yotze b'diavet. So you're telling me if our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it comes out leishmi la'ozna yoni yotze b'diavet. Come on, v'loy lechatchil. V'loho desan yetoirim. V'av alpi shehu tzorich levorich. You have to make a brocha when you tell him to me. Vein oznov shoymeis a brocha shumaitzi mipiv. So Memelus, who is this going like? It's not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going according to Rabbi Yosi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Okay, so that's what you're telling me. You're telling me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to mishmi loznov at all. According to Rabbi Yosi, if you look at the Eved, you're not Yosi. Fine. We'll have a different problem. We learned that Beraisa, Le Yeborich, Odom, Birchas, Hamozin, Beliboy. Beliboy here means, not Beliboy, Beliboy means that he said it and he didn't hear it. He didn't hear what he's saying. Le Yeborich, Odom, Birchas, Hamozin, Beliboy. Ve'im Birch, Yotzom. So here we see, Now you are telling me, Rabbi Yehuda holds lechatchila doesn't be shmir loznov. Rabbi Yosi holds a little bit of the you're not Yosi. I'll show you there's another man diomer. There's a man diomer that holds lechatchila, you have to be mashmir loznov, but the Yevid, you're Yosi. We learn, so who are you going to set sign this paraisa? Allah, the sign you're going to call them, birchas amozim beliboy. One should not bench Bichasam Bozen if he does not hear what he's saying. Vim Birech Yotzo. But if he benched his Yotze, so now that you're just telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds a full Lachat Chilidam Gimimish Milos of money. Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Veloi Rabbi Yotze. So it doesn't go according to anyone. I Rabbi Yehuda, a full Lachat Chilidam. So what's wrong in benching with having Mishmi Loznav? I Rabbi Yosi, I feel a Diyev and Nami Loim. That's the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara, La'olam, let's see, before we go further, let us see Taisvus. Elohod Esanye, La'yivoych Odom Birchas Amozing Beliba. So Taisvus, Kashe, Heiche medaminan birchas amozen lekriyishma. Now, how did we know to compare birchas amozen to kriyishma? Bishloime megile ikalameima de sova kemanda omar de tzorch bekriyishma hashmos oizen de sova de tkino rabbonon megile kein de reise. There's a psalm called the Tikkun Rabbon and came the Reise Tikkun. So Mamele, so that's good. Avol Birchas Amozin, the Habi di Reise, Flexiv Beishma, Minolein le Sakin Bey, the Tzorich Shiashmiya le Ozne. So what's the Gemara's Kash? He said, this has different guidelines. Birchas Amozin. It's not at all governed by the guidelines of Krishma. What shaykhis does Birchas Amozin have to Krishma? He says, Birchas HaMitzvahs, Kriyas Megillas Adarabonon. So Adarabonon, they call the Tikkun Rabbonon, came the Raisa Tikkun. The Triyevan asks on the line of thought of Taisvus, he says, L'chayri, we see the Gemara Nitazai. We learned in the beginning of the second Perek that you can't be Keirel Mafreya. So you can't be Keirel Mafreya Krishma, you can't be Keirel Mafreya Halo, you can't be Keirel Mafreya Megillah, you can't be Keirel Mafreya. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Like the Gemara, no, by Krishma there's a Posik. By Halo there's a posik, and by Megillah there's a posik. So it's a fractal to Reyevan. You're just telling me that by the Rabbonon, it's called the Tikkun Rabbonon, came the Raisa Tikkun. There's one din by Krishma, Lamafrei is no good. There's another din by Krishma that you have to be Mashmi Loznov. So Taisa says, no, Megillah has to be like Krishma. So if Krishma is no good, if he not Mashmi Loznov, so Megillah also has to be like that. Like that's poshut. So, like the Toriyevans, when it comes to Mafrei, why did the Gemara say the same thing? Hell, Mafrei is no good by Krishma. So, Mamela, it's no good by Megillah, it's no good by Halo. So, you see, there's no such cloud called the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Raisa Tikkun, that all of a sudden you have to be bedamed to Krishma. And then Bechlali doesn't understand. Taisu says, Akasha, how do you know to be bedamed Birchas Hamozin to Krishma? Because Hamozin is the Raisa. So what does Taisus mean to say? So Birchas Hamozin is different guidelines. So how do you know all of a sudden say call the Tikkun Rabbonon like Krishma? Maybe it's like Birchas Hamozin. I mean the whole thing is very unclear. V'yeshloima al kaponim. So that's Taisus kashet. Al kaponim Taisus asks that by Birchas Hamozin, how do you know to be medamatit Krishma? This doesn't say how. The Gemara knew Al Kaponim that Birchas Hamozin has the same guidelines like Krishma. So Mamela, that's where the Gemara was Madam. So Al Kaponim, the Gemara is now asking Akasha, if we are going to assume that if we are going to assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a filler lachatchili doesn't be mishmi loznot, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a filler, but the abed you're not yaitz if you weren't mishmi loznot. So what is pshat in this baraisa that says lachatchili you have to be mishmi loznot, and the abed you're yaitz if you want? Who's this tan? It's like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Lo'ilom Rab Yehuda. Really, it's going according to Rab Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, I'm going to say what I said before. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't have to be Shmuel. Aye. We have a problem. We have a problem, so who is this going according? That's what Rabbi Yehuda personally holds. Rabbi Yehuda personally holds that you do not have to mishmi lozno, and his rebbe holds that you have to be mishmi lozno b'lechatchila. So this baraisa that says that birchas hamozen lechatchila you have to be mishmi lozno. This is the rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. So the third time. Sanye, Rabbi Yehuda, Ime Mishim Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, HaKoyre Yeshma, Tzorich Sheyashmi Ilo Oznoi, Shenemar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu, Shemachot Hashme Ilo Oznecho, Mashato Moitzi Mipichom. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishim Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that L'chatchile by Krishme, one should be Rameyer says by Krishma Sharanichim Mitzavcha Yimalabovecho Acha Kabonus Aleiv Ein Advorim. Rameyer says you don't have to be Mashmilos Necho Alav Acha Kabonus Aleiv Ein Advorim. It means that you could say it without being Mashmilos Necho. So we just found out that there's a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that holds that that lechatchila one should be mishmi lozno, but the Eved not. So Mamela, he's the Tana of this Baraisa. Leivoich Oda Bichas Mozno Beliboy Vibirich Yotza. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Rabbi Yehuda, we can say, holds that that lechatchila you don't have to be mishmi loznecho. Hodidei, hodarabe. So the Gemara says, hashte da osis lohochi. Now that you just brought me down this paraisa and I find out now that there's a rameya that holds you don't have to be mishmi loznecho lechatchila. Afilu taimer Rabbi Yehuda ki rabbi svirle. Now we don't have to say hodidei hodarabe. Now we could assume Rabbi Yehuda also holds like his rebbe. That means what was machiachos to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, afilu lechatchila one is yoytze. We bought a raya from Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi that says that one lechatchila is allowed to be mafresh. So from that we prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Krishma also one is permitted to learn Krishma lechatchila without being mashmilosla. But now that you brought this book, before we had proven from Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, we had proven from him that Rabbi Yehuda holds that afilu lechatchila don't be mashpia la'ozno, because if not, who does he hold like? But now we just found that there's a rameya that holds you don't be la'ozno. So mamela we could say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And only b'di'evad yoyitze, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, holds like a mayor. Let us see Rashi. Lo'ilom Rabbi Yehuda, v'afilu lachat chilamach she'umas nisen Rabbi Yosi, v'afilu di'evad lo'y. V'ahar the Toirem lechatchilem Rabbi Yehud. That's going according to Rabbi Yehud. V'hai the birchas hamozayim. That is dafke b'di'eved the rabbi. Mishmoi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yomra. Shetzorich lashmiya. V'hai lishne mashme lechatchila. Abol b'di'eved yotzon.
צורך, צורך זה לא של חתחיל. אוסיס בהשתה דה אוסיס להוכי להשמינן הופ לוקטם דה רב יהודה ורמיה, ורמיה הולד זה אפילו לחתחיל אינו אתם בשביל אוזנך, אפילו אותם רב יהודה דומה בקריש מיוצה דה בדיין לחתחיל אלוי. Masnis namis, now we could say that Rabbi Yehuda holds takim. Rabbi Yehuda holds you only yaitse b'diyeb, not lechatchil. Masnis namis, lechatchil hu de poslo lecheresh. And the Mishneh pasod lechatchil of Rabbi Yehuda. Now we could say that. V'hach te b'yichas ha-mozein, nami Rabbi Yehuda. And b'yichas ha-mozein is also like Rabbi Yehuda. I before he had a problem, and that was the reason why we switched, because Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Pozi said that filo lechatchila acheresh can be toirim. Yeah, loy Rabbi Yehuda, loy Rabbi Yosi, Rameiri, the mash lechatchila. This is going according to Rameir. Rav Yehuda Marshe Bekot. We had in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda was Marshe Bekot. Tanya, Omar Rav Yehuda Koton Oyisi Vekorisi Lamailam Rabitafon Zakeinim Bulut. It seems they witnessed it. I was laning. And they didn't say anything. So you see that Rab Tarfon and the Zkeinim hold that, like me, that a cotton is called a bachiyu, and it can be made to others. Amru loy ein mevi in raya min a cotton. Ein mevi in raya min a cotton, that means when a cotton is made, you're telling me that this happened. So you're telling me your yediyah from this maisa was when you're a cotton. That means halachically, we cannot rely on your statement, because you're telling us, what was when you were a cotton, so you have no nemonis to tell us. It doesn't have a teres nemonis. We don't have to believe you. Tanya Omar Rebbe, another baris, cotton or yisi, Pekirisi lamayla mi Rabbi Yehuda. Well, he told him, Eime bin Rai min amata. You lain before Rabbi Yehuda. Sure, Rabbi Yehuda holds a cotton can lain. That doesn't prove anything. Take the Gemara, v'leim evi Rai min a cotton. Let us say we don't trust you. You don't have the monies. Chod avoid kabbalay. Chod the cotton is. Number one, you are a cotton. Oid, afilu godel ayisa, afilu you'd be a godel. And maybe a raim in a matter, about that you lain in front of a matter does not mean that la loche a cotton can be carried. Zok the Mishnah weiter, ein koirin es a megile, veloi molin, veloi toivlin, veloi mazin, that all these inyonim v'chein shemer Hashem keneged yoyim leisitvel ad shetonei tzachamos. That means all these inyonim is mitzvosan b'yoyim, and mitzvosan b'yoyim, so one should not start until the neitzachama, that's yoyim bo. If you start earlier, it could be you'll be make a mistake and you'll make noch balayla. The kulon she'osu misha'ol amud ha-shachar kosher. But b'diyevet, if you did it after amud ha-shachar, mika yinid yoyim. So since amud ha-shachar is a very unclear zman, so they gave that a din of laila. So l'chatchila you're not allowed to do it me'amud ha-shachar. L'chatchila you should wait till ha-neitzach hamet. But b'diyavid, if you did it from Amud HaShachar, b'diyavid you yaitze. The Svasemis asks, why by the mitzvah of Krishma can we do before the Neitzach Hamet? We learn Krishma before the Neitzach Hamet. That question the Svasemis asks. So one of the Terutzim he wants to say as follows, that the Zman of Amud HaShachar is not clear. It's not a clear Zman. So Memelos, so they said, not from Amud HaShachar, from the Netzach Amud. So we, Midrabonon, the mitzvahs, and the Haggis Beyoim, and Haggis Beyoim, shall only be when it's Yom Boru, that's a Netzach Amud. Mashenkin, the Zman of Krishas Mishayakel. That's the Zman. The Zman is not from Amud HaShachar, the Zman is from Mishayakel. So, Be'emesin, the Zman of Mishayakel is not such a vague Zman. The Zman of Mishayakel, one can figure out if the Zman came or not. So, Memele, so they left it at that Zman. That means all these other Inyonim, the Zman is really Amud HaShachar. So Memela, and they didn't want to leave it on the Zman of Amud HaShachar because it's very difficult to differentiate when it became Oislail Amud HaShachar. So they said you need the Netzach Amud. But Krishma, that the Zman is Mishayakir, so that's a Zman that it's not so Olu Latois. So it's not Olu Latois. So Memela, they were makel that so you can daven from you can learn Krishna from Mishayakin. Let us see Rashi. V'loy toivlin, that one is not permitted to toivl themselves till yom. Mishiyagia shvi lizov l'tomei meis. If it became ready the seventh day, ein oimrim mishecheshecha. Biknisash shvi roi litvel. So we don't say that biknisash shvi roi litvel. Aval gav de laila trilas ayoimi. Even though laila is trilas ayoim. Oche yoim ba'ine. You need yoim. So memelis, that's what we're speaking about. So ein toivlim means that you can't start toivling from laila. You need yoim. Not Leil Shvi, you need Yom Shvi. Avo Mishaova Hayoim, but afterwards, after the seventh day passed, Mutal Litvel Balaila, Bigmore Yalef Lolikulus. Vechein Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Bigmore Meforish, Maishna the Noked Laho, Su Baampe Navshe, Otonale Ein Toivlem. It says, so this is, we said that speaking about Zov, Tomei Meis, that all Tmeyim have to be by Yom. So why do we need a special above of Shemer Hashem Keneged Yom? Adonai Tzachama Sheyeitze Misofik Laila. The Kulon Sheosu the Me'alois HaShachi Yomomu. This is Yom. Avol Lefi Shein HaKel Bekiyim Boy Zichon Lahantin Ad Honei Tzacham. Zokte Gemore Minolon. How do you know all these halachas that you need yoyim? The omakro, vayomim ba'megila, it says vayomim ha'ele niskorim v'nasim. Vayoyim ein, v'layla le, has to be yoyim. Like the Gemara, laim et havet yuftet Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi chayim odom likrish es ha'megila b'layla u'leshanoisa b'yoyim. So there's a chiyu balayla also. You're telling me that it's only bayim, bayomim meila. And the more ki ktoni adiyim. No, our Mishnah is speaking about the different is a mitzvah likreis balayla. We're speaking about the mitzvah bayim. You should learn from the honei tzacham. V'loy molin the chsiv of a yom ashmini yimel. So it's yom ashmini. V'loi toivlim v'loi mazin, t'chsi v'hizo ha-toir ala tome. It says, v'yoy mashvi, v'iskish t'vilo lehazoyo. And then there's a hekish, it's later v'rochetzu, so there's a hekish of t'vilo lehazoyo. So just like hazoyo is v'yoy, so t'vilo is also v'yoy. Let us see Rashi. Kiktoni achetei honeitzachama by mikra megila adiyoim akriyeshniye. Bekoma sheyei shal yoim bayoim. That the mikra megila shal yoim shvidavke bayoim. ואיסקיש תבילו דרסיב בסייפה ורוחץ במים, והוא עדין לזוב וזוב. Ace so this posik is speaking about the tvile of a tome mace. That you have to make a zoya shlishi or shvi. And we're makish that the tvile of a tome mace has the same halachas of the hazoya of a tome mace. And who are then, and now we learn all tvilas of a zov also has to be by you. The Turiyevan asks on Rashi that this din of Hazoya, we makish rechitze to Hazoya. So he asks Akasha, the din by Hazoya is, what if you, let's say you need Hazoya shlishi yeshvi? What happens you weren't maze shvi? You want to be maze shmini, chi? So the halacha is, it has to be bayoyim. He brings a lot of rayas from that. The din is Hazoya has to be bayoyim. So it's very schwer. And here Rashi said, the din of Tvile, that it has to be, it shouldn't be a Mechusas man. That means I shouldn't pay myself Leil Shvi. But Shvi, Rashi says, if it's Shvi or afterwards ready, can be table Balaila. So he asks the two distinct dinim. The din of Hazoya Bayoim, Visa Toyer Alatomi Bayoim, so it's not a din from the seventh day. It brings a raya that the din is Hazoya, whenever you make Hazoya, it has to be by day. And the din of Rechitza, the din of Tvile, is, as Rashi said, Chloe can make Tvile later. That means you should, that you start from the seventh day, not by the Leil Shvi. But the lady can make tefillah balayla, so they're two distinct dinim, so he asks, how can you learn one from the other? Let us see Taisvis. V'lay toivlin, v'lay mazrin, ala bayayim. Kosher. Das name me se... Kosher. Das name me se chesporit. Ein Teuvlin ha-Ezoiv ba-Layla u-Mazin ba-Yoim. You cannot be Teuvl the Ezoiv ba-Layla. The Tvilas ha-Ezoiv cannot be ba-Layla and the Hazoya should be ba-Yoim. Now what does it mean that the Tvilas ha-Ezoiv also has to be ba-Yoim? Avul hu-Atzmoi Teuvl ba-Layla, but he himself can't Teuvl himself ba-Layla. U-Mazin olav ba-Yoim. So it says in Masechta Sporah that Hazoya is Bayoim. I feel that the Tibul of the Ezev has to be Bayoim. Avol hu atzmoi, but the Tomei Meis is Tevul Balayla. For Hochi Amrin and the Tzorch Litfel Bayoim. Here it says, Lo Itoivlin, Bloi Mazin, Elo Bayoim. So that's Taisvus Kasha. Huperish Rabbeinatam. The shtei tvilei saying, a person who's a tomei meis needs two tvilas. Achas lifnei hazo, one tvilei you need before the hazo, kedei lekabel hazo, that he should be mukhsher lekabel hazo, v'oisei ave balaylo, in that tvilei can be balaylo, kedestam b'meseches yevomis. V'achas la'achar hazo, then after Hazo Shvi, you need another tefillah. V'hayne ahidach siva b'kro. That's what the Pasuk says, that a Tomei Meis needs tefillah. She need tefillah after Hazoya. V'hi have b'yemome. So Mamela, Amish is speaking about the tefillah, which is after Hazoya. So that is Bayoim. And in Masechtas Porah, which we're speaking about, is a tvila lifnei hazoya lachshiroi that he should be mukshe for hazoya. That tvila could be balayla. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Bohochi nami mashme perik beis de krisis. Deike tvile lifnei azoi, that is a tvile lifnei azoi, de komrine, ma avai seichem, le nichnesu le bris, elo bemile utvile vartsoes domim, vartsoes domim navkelon mi ba yizroik es adom, that by geiris you need atzoes domim. How do we know you need atzoes domim? It says vayizroik es adom. Now, how do you know that you need tefillah by geiris? The tefillah nafkelon mishum de gemiri. Dein hazor beloy tefillah lefonel. You cannot make hazor if there's not a previous tefillah. Kedei lekabel hazor. Need a tefillah in order to be roi lekabel hazor. So just like by geiris, we learn that we know there's a klal. The ain hazor, there's no, you can't make hazor, beloy tvila lepon el. So by the hazor of a tomei meis, we also have the same klal. Ain hazor, beloy tvila lepon el. So memele, so that's the makoyer that there has to be, the Rabbein Tamos Machadish is a tvila before hazor. So if I count, that's the klal. Ain hazor, beloy tvila lepon el. Saida hazor vartzos domi mind hazor veifer pore. That's what I says, vartzos pore bemoke meis hazor emedes. Vim kein tzorich tvila lefonel. So you need tvila before the hazor to make yourself roi lekabel hazor. Vigam tzorich tvila lachel. Now, then you also need tvila lachel. You need a tefillah after lazo. Though it says in the Sefri Shem, Higdim tefillah lazo, lo yosef v'loy klum. If he made the tefillah before the lazo, so that doesn't help. He can't have a taire of tumas meis till he's taiva himself after the lazo. Alme sheyesh tefillah la'ach lazo, k'demash me'oso. V'achas koydem azor, k'demash me'bekrisus, v'mekama mekaymis b'gmoroseinu, shemazkir tvila lifnei azor. So v'ker tvila v'hazor. So what pshat? Because taka there's a tvila lifnei azor. Then there's a tvila l'achas. So what did Rabbi Natam say? Rabbi Natam said that what it says in our Mishneh, v'loy toivlim, only bayoim, is speaking about the tefillah after hazor, and now what it says in Masechtas Pore, Avohu Atzmai Toivol Balaylo, that's speaking about the tefillah that's koydem hazor. You need two tefillahs by a tomei meis. Yeah. Umikol mokim kosher hochem. So what are we speaking about? Beize tvila mayri, I betvila de lifnei azor, kidemash me lishne, de nokat toivlin, it says le toivlin v'le mazn. So fakert, it's a mention of the tvila before azor. So we mentioned the tvila before azor, so this is l'chayra the tvila which is before azor. Im kein havi afilu balay, look at the frishis. So we just said that we brought in the Masechtas Por, it says that the tvila b'fnei azor does not have to be by you. And if it's being about the tefillah shachar hazor, so the Gemara says, minolo, how do you know that tefillah is lachar hazor? So the Gemara says, mishum de iskish, ma'iriyim mishum de iskish lazom. Typically, mishum de hava lachar hazor, ve'ein ela b'yoyim. So you don't need a hekish. That means if I know that hazor is bayoyim, and I know that tefillah has to be after hazor, this is botana sefri, that a tefillah lifne hazor will not help. So you have to have a tefillah after hazor. So you're asking Akasha, how do you know that tefillah is bayoyim? It's mathematics, not a hekish. Because since tefillah only works after hazor, And hazor only has to be by yoyim. So al kocho tefillah is after hazor. So why do you need a pasuk? Now Bayim Mishum Diskish Lazot, Tepig Lay Mishum Davilacher Azom. Vein Elo Beyoim. Lemuta Laila Shalacher Azom. I maybe the Gemara means to tell us, not the Gemara means to tell us that Laila not. Not that the most coming to tell us Lafuki the Laila Lifnei Zayin. That in the portion it has to be after the Azot, but it's coming to tell us Lel Shmini not. So that you need a Hekish already. You need a Hekish. That means it's after the Azot. What if I make a Tefillah Lel Shmini? So Taisi says Lamuti Laila Shalach Azot Ani Lel Shmini Leitzrech. The kibin the it's not coming to tell me that that's no good. The kibin of a shvib sheet is the mutter litva mechalei sheyilze. The gam Rashi pirish kain the misha ova hayoy mutter litva balayla. So mameilus of taisis has a kasha on the rabbeinu tam. What is this Ekish speaking about? That you need tvila bayoy biyoyim zayin. If it's speaking about, I mean, the tvila of a Tomei Meis, if a Steitzach, it's B'yayim Zayim with Hanhekish, because it has to be after the Hazor. So, Kochoch, and to say that the Leil Ches, no, that's not true, because Leil Ches is also good. Dach Smir, Rabbi Kivege, once the Femfer Teis was Kashe, when Rashi said in the Mishneh, that V'loi Toivlim, Lazov, Lotome Meis. So speaking about Azov also. Now, how do you know that the Tvila of Azov has to be Yom Zayin? So, Lucheru also learned out from this Hekish. Just like you can't be Mazin Koidem Yom Zayin, you can't be, a Tvila also is no good Koidem Yom Zayin. Leil Zayim is no good, you need Yom Zayim. So it's Negeya, the Tvila of Azov. That means it's telling us a Seder, and it's telling us a Halacha that Tvila has to be B'Yom Zayim below Leil Zayim. So the Tvila of a Tomei Meis, I don't need a Hekish. With mathematics I can figure it out, because the Tvila of a Tomei Meis will not work before the Azov. And Azor has to be Bayoy. But it seems the Gemara is telling us that Tvila, period, has to be Bayoy. Like Ashi said in the Mishnah, and it's speaking about a Tvila Zov also. Tvila Zov, you need already Hekish to tell us that that Tvila Zov is Bayoy. Yeah, about Kaponim, and Rabbeinu Tam, Taisus has a Kash. Lakach nire kepere shrivo. The hochi mairi betvilas ezoiv. Oh, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Loi toivlin veloi mazin is not speaking about the tvilas o odom. Speaking about the tvilas ezoiv. Kanire pere shrivo. The hochi mairi betvilas ezoiv. Tahave bi yemo meke this nan bemeseches pore. That's what Tosfos brought down the beginning, the Mishnah, in Tovlin Ha'ezov Balayla. That means it's not only the Hazoya, not only the Hazoya of Eifer Poreh has to be Bayoim, but the Tibul of the Ezov also has to be Bayoim. L'kech nira keperi shribo, t'ochi mairi b'tvilas Ezov, he was speaking about the Tvilas Ezov, t'ahave b'yimom k'dis nam b'meseches Poreh shom. Now we have another thing that's good. That it mentions because the tefillah is before the Azoy, the tefillah of the Ezer. The Maisi Kro, the Vitoval Behizel, the Midrashe, the Iskish Tvila Lazo. As the Yerushalmi doesn't learn that from Baruch Tzu, the Yerushalmi learns out Vitoval Behizel. So but that's Pshat our Mishnah. So it seems our Mishnah is speaking about the Tvila of the Ezoiv, and just like the Hazor has to be Bayoim, so the Tvila also has to be Bayoim. Behind the Tvila Ezoiv. Mia Kosha Lari, Oma bishili misachas yume, azob, azobe, vitomei meis, toivlin kedalkon, biyoim akipurim. Abiyais yayme me mincha lamayla layit, vel perish, acher, sheispalo tulis amincha, de tulis nilu yachol oimro, balayla. Upshite, now what are we speaking about? Tomei Meis. We're speaking about a Tomei Meis, that it says that Toivlum Bayoim. Let's go according to the Tanakh. Pshita Dainu Bayoim Shalachar Azo. So we're speaking about the Tvila of Lachazo. Di Lifne Azo. If we're speaking about the Tvila Lifne Azo, Haich Mutta Litvel Bayoim Akipur, Mayelata be Toivu yourself. Imishum the Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah. We call Mokim Hazo Havi Shvus, but Hazo is a Shvus. So how can you make a Tvila for the Hazo? You won't make Hazo. Tome Peik Eilu Dvor, Vaich Yochol Asis. So how is he allowed to make the Tvila before the Hazo? If he's not allowed to make the Hazo in Yom Kippur. Beim Tepore Shehi Zom Yesmo, Va'ach Shevu Toivu Bishmini. Yeah, ain't the Tvila Bizman. If he was Maza yesterday, so he is allowed to be Toivul in Yom Kippur because of that Tvila Bizman. Leidoch Yom Kippur. So Memele, so what's Pshat in that Paraisa? But so Chloimer, Shekibel Azor Mikotno, Bishoyge Keshova Vehise, speaking about that there was a Hazor Be'iser in Yom Kippur, so because the same Mazin, and now afterwards, so after that Hazor, you're allowed to make Tvila, Al Tvila Bizman Mitzvah.